Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, you know I appreciate you and your support. And for those first timers, welcome to the podcast. If you hear something you like, feel free to click the link under the description of the episode to further support us. And so without further ado, let's get right into it. And today's episode is going to be titled Comfortable in Uncomfortable Situations. All right. Let's just get right into this, right? So comfort zone, what does that mean? What does that mean? Comfort zone, right? This is familiar territory, a controlled environment, if you will, a place, right? That's physically or mentally where one is at ease. It's a safe space. Remember when you were young and you were playing tag, right? And there was always a base. And if you made it to that base, you felt safe. You was at ease, you know, you can breathe again. Oh, okay, cool. That's what a comfort zone is, right? It can also be looked at as something of regularity, you know, none or limited change. And we understand that there are so many people in this world that don't like change. So for some, depending on how you make your living, being apprehensive to change can either stifle or stunt your own personal growth. All right. So then what does that mean? Being comfortable in uncomfortable situations? It's a great question. And there are just so many areas of life that we can apply this to. And I truly wish I had the time to go into all of them. Right. But honestly, let's just call it what it is, and that's pretty impossible to do. But I want to deviate a little bit from my normal process here and how I normally go in my podcast, in that I typically get right into the lesson or the message, and we start to talk a little bit. And then eventually, for those that know me, you know I'm going to bring the word of God into this, to the situation, right? So this time, I think that it warrants the word of God a little bit earlier. All right. So James, in case you didn't know, he's the brother of Jesus. And he says this, he says, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Right. And what's actually being said here is that tests and trials, they're going to come. They're always going to be on the horizon. So one, don't be surprised when they show up. Two, consider it joy, because all it is the testing of your faith, and patience is going to get you through it. All right. You can find that in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Now, if you're the kind of person that, I'm being honest with you, that you're just happy where you are, a lot or most of this, it just may not apply to you. But if you're thinking about doing something different, or maybe you're just not sure yet, keep listening and let's see if any of this can help you out. All right. So what I have is I have five areas that I want to touch on. And so many times I believe the focus is always about the situation or other people, but we need to slow down and look internally first, right? So you ready? All right. So get your pen and your paper, or get ready to press rewind. All right. Five things that I want to touch on. Number one, it's okay to be different. God made you that way. Now there's this guy that I know, right? He just happens to be my pastor. And he often says this, right? Imagine if everyone was just like you. This world would be a boring place, right? You see, your diversity is not always a downside. Look at you being different as a positive, right? It's okay that you don't look like them. It's okay that you're not shaped like them, and that you don't think like them. You don't move like them. It's okay. Because the truth of the matter is, your mental fortitude should be strong enough for you so that when you talk about being different, it's okay. All right. Number two, challenge yourself to try something new. What's hindering you from trying that new thing, right? Now, I'm going to be 100% transparent. This is all about me in this particular area, right? I am the biggest. And when I say biggest, I'm talking about my physicality, my physical stature, the pickiest eater in the world that you will ever find in your life, right? I have an issue with texture, with smell, with color. But I know that's one of the areas in my life that I need to work on. So trying new things when it comes to food, man, it's almost impossible, right? Now I have tried new things over the course of my life, but I'm just being honest. It's a hard thing, right? And trying something new in essence is coming out of your comfort zone, right? So I'm reminded. So here we go, right? I'm bringing the word of God in this. So I'm reminding what the Lord said to the prophet Isaiah, right? This was a time where he was allowing the people of Israel to be his witnesses. And he says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. What he's saying is, hold on, stop thinking about all that stuff in the past. Stop looking at the old things and look at this. Verse 19, he says, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, right? Then he goes on to say, I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. There are no rivers in the desert. So the Lord was trying to tell them, trying to comfort them and let them know, stop looking at the old and focus on the new thing that I'm going to do, right? And you can find that in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, I believe it is, right? So just trying to conceptualize that, understand that doing new things and trying new things is actually a God concept, all right? Number three, communication. Open up those lines. I know. Sometimes you hear or you see people giving their input, giving their all, and they get shot down, right? And then you start to second guess your own thoughts and ideas, wondering if what you bring to the table is not valid. Are my points valid, right? Is what I'm going to say going to get shot down as well? Well, let me ask you this. How are they going to know what you bring to the table unless you're sitting at the table? Once you're sitting at the table, you must then open your mouth. You have to be heard. I know you heard this before. A closed mouth don't get fed. We've all heard mama or grandmama say that, right? But biblically speaking, listen to this. Paul said something, and of course, I'm paraphrasing this right now. I'm not reading it word for word from the scripture, but basically, man don't work, man don't eat. Okay? Closed mouth, don't get fed. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 10. You have to open up your mouth in order for them to hear you. Number four, learn from mistakes. Having some humility will go a long way in your own personal growth process. Think about that. Having some humility. Now, why is this such a tough one for people? I'm going to tell you why. Because people have a hard time admitting when they are wrong. Now, I posted this on social media a while back. And it says, or at least I wrote, if you can't admit when you're wrong, you should never be surprised when others can't admit when you're right. See how that works? Now, let's get back biblically speaking here. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, right? That's in Proverbs. One of the wisest men ever, Solomon said that, Proverbs 21. We all feel that way. And if you say you don't, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, you're lying to yourself. There's always been something in your life that you knew you was right about 100%. And then later on, you might have found out that you were wrong, but then you had a hard time admitting that you were wrong. But the key here is that when you learn from your mistakes, you first have to identify them, right? And then just be big enough to apologize and then start to make a change. I've heard people say, no, you got to make a change. Well, Well, before you make the change, you have to at least start the process of changing. So start to make a change. All right. Number five. All right. Fifth and last one I really want to get into here is you need to shift your perspective on change. The actual word change. In other words, embracing change or the unknown, right? If you scroll through my episodes, you'll find that I have an entire episode on this topic alone, right? And so the first thing we all need to know and understand about change is that it's inevitable. It's going to happen. And the faster you learn and embrace this, the better off you'll be in the future. The more you embrace change subconsciously, you'll start to understand that things cannot and just will not stay the same. And for my believers out there, I know, the only thing that does not change is God's word, right? It's forever settled in heaven, and we understand that. So these are the five areas that I wanted to touch on. And again, it's not always about focusing on other people or situations, but internally, internalizing where you need to start, right? And once we start to self-identify things that can actually make us uncomfortable, we start working on how to be comfortable in those areas. And as always, I pray something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. Y'all keep building those bridges. God bless.